Today's reading begins in Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 14. Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 14. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year to the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, 12 years, neither I nor my brothers ate the food allowance of the governor. The former governors who were before me laid heavy burdens on the people and took from them for their daily rations 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants lorded it over the people. But I did not do so because of the fear of God. I also persevered in the work on this wall, and we acquired no land, and all my servants were gathered there for the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 men, Jews and officials, besides those who came to us from the nations that were around us. Now what was prepared at my expense for each day was 1 ox, and 6 choice sheep and birds, and every 10 days all kinds of wine in abundance. Yet for all this I did not demand the food allowance of the governor, because the service was too heavy on this people. Remember for my good, O my God, that all that I have done for this people. Now when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arab and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left in it, although up to that time I had not set up the doors and the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, Come and let us meet together at Hecapharim, in the plain of Ono. But they intended to do me harm, and I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you? And they sent to me 4 times in this way, and I answered them in the same manner. In the same way, Sanballat for the 5th time sent his servant to me with an open letter in his hand. In it was written, It is reported among the nations, and Geshem also says it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel. That is why you are building the wall. And according to these reports, you wish to become their king. And you have also set up prophets to proclaim concerning you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah. And now the king will hear of these reports. So now come and let us take counsel together. Then I sent to him, saying, No such things as you say have been done, for you are inventing them out of your own mind. For they all wanted to frighten us, thinking, Their hands will drop from their work, and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. Now when I went to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, son of Mehetabel, who was confined to his home, he said, Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. They are coming to kill you by night. But I said, Should such a man as I run away? And what man such as I could go into the temple and live? I will not go in. And I understood and saw that God had not sent him, but he had pronounced the prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. For this purpose he was hired, that I should be afraid and act in this way and sin, and so they could give me a bad name in order to taunt me. Remember Tobiah and Sanballat, O my God, according to these things that they did, and also the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets who wanted to make me afraid. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month of Elul, in 52 days. And when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem, for they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and Tobiah's letters came to them. For many in Judah were bound by oath to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah the son of Ara, and his son Jehohanan had taken the daughter of Meshulam the son of Berechiah as his wife. Also they spoke of his good deeds in my presence and reported my words to him, and Tobiah sent letters to make me afraid. Now when the wall had been built, and I had set up the doors, and the gatekeepers, the singers, and the Levites had been appointed, I gave my brother Hanani and Hananiah the governor of the castle charge over Jerusalem, for he was a more faithful and God-fearing man than many. And I said to them, Let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot, and while they are still standing guard, let them shut and bar the doors. Appoint guards from the inhabitants of Jerusalem, some at their guard posts and some in front of their own homes. The city was wide and large, but the people within it were few, and no houses had been rebuilt. So we have a mixture in this particular section of our reading about Nehemiah basically defending his character and his faith, and the opposition that comes against him. So he basically makes these statements that he doesn't do what other governors had done. He does not bind these heavy burdens on the people. He is not exacting from them this, high cost for his food and the people that are with him. He is not trying to oppress the people. In fact, he's working on the wall side by side with them. He's not just standing back and watching. And it is this example and this dedication that is why he is able, with the help of God, to rebuild the wall so quickly. 52 days is a very, very quick building project for a wall. But he has these people that are conspiring against him because they're afraid of everything that's going on for a couple of reasons. I think one, they're afraid because if Jerusalem is rebuilt and is doing well, then it takes away from their own power and their own influence. And second, if they're doing well and if he's doing the work of the king, then I think that Jerusalem would have the favor of the king over these other areas or other peoples. So they conspire numerous times trying to get him out of the city where they can do harm to him, probably kill him. This doesn't work, so then they make the accusation that you guys are rebuilding the wall so that you can rebel against the king, and we're going to tell him. And Nehemiah is not concerned about this. Remember, Nehemiah had served alongside the king as his cupbearer. The king seemed to know him well and trust him well, and there was no proof at all about these accusations that are being made against him. So he tells him, "You've made this up in your own mind." Then the conspirators even hire some of his own people to claim a prophecy against him, but he sees through this as well. Nehemiah seems to be a very honorable, upright, and very reasoned man. He seems to think things through and not just react to things. That's exactly what Jerusalem needed at this time. Well, we get into chapter 7. The wall has been done. The doors have been put into place, and Nehemiah tells them, you need to appoint guards, you need to protect yourselves, you need to not open the gates until the sun is well into the day, and you need to close the gates before the sun is gone. And it makes mention that the city is sizable, but there's still not that very many people that are here, and so they're going to have to be very dedicated. Think on these things today. Think about the uprightness of Nehemiah and how everything was revolving around serving God. And we need to do likewise. We need to have everything in our life that is revolved around serving God. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.